In my working life we could afford homes and holidays. Now it's horror without end. Clive Walder, Birmingham Southwest Socialist Party. The articles on the gig economy and the socialist are interesting and worthy of further comment. See film reviews. Sorry We Missed You by Ken Loach. I too enjoyed Sorry We Missed You. It made me glad that I'm at the end and not the beginning of my working life. My working life spanned a period when strong trade unions negotiated half-decent pay and working conditions and we could afford to buy houses and have holidays. The film's message, that work for far too many people is horror without end, came over very well. It made me think that I couldn't cope with the modern world of work. Sorry We Missed You's main weakness was that there was no mention of trade unions. The film would have had even more resonance if there was a scene where Ricky joined a union and tried to get his fellow deliverers to do likewise. Uber Eats and Deliveroo workers have already started to do this in real life. Chris Parry's article about his life as a taxi driver raised some interesting points. See Life in the Gig Economy at socialistparty.org.uk. Like many people, I have had to fork out for expensive taxi fares when I have missed my last bus and cursed how much I've had to spend. Chris explained the money doesn't go to the cabbie, but in expenses and to the company owner's profit. Taxis are the only form of public transport that receives no public subsidy. They should be integrated into a publicly owned transport system. In my job, a customer relations advisor for a bus company, I often have to write letters to customers to say we won't provide the bus service they think is necessary because it wouldn't be commercially viable. A bus service literally for two or three people wouldn't be an efficient use of resources in many cases. But a publicly owned taxi network could provide taxis to meet those needs.